people ask me, what do you think the biggest advantage you have? I'll tell you what the biggest advantage I had. I grew up with a single mom, six kids, and nothing.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Hey, everybody. There are a few things that would get me up on a Saturday morning. One is to catch a flight to go to one of my games. Another is to go to one of my kids' events. Another would be to interview someone that I admire and someone that inspires me. And today, that is the case. I got up bright and early, drove downtown, and I am here with really well-known author, speaker, coach, sports entertainment executive, dad, all the stuff, all the things. Thrilled to death to have on the Advanced Selling Podcast, David Meltzer.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Brother. Appreciate you being here, man.
That's
this
great.
This is great. So there's a little story back here that I think everyone needs to hear. I was on Instagram yesterday and scrolling through, and I followed David. He put up on his Instagram, because he's such a giving guy, you're going to learn a lot about him in a sec, but he said, hey, I'm driving right now, and I'm going to Indy.
I was a passenger, by the way.
He was a passenger.
I made the mistake of putting I'm driving, and so many people like, dude, driving next.
They did.
Next.
They lit it up, didn't they?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, hey, you know, text me while I'm riding here in this bus. So I said, hey, I'm in Indy. Dave and I share the love of sports at a real high level. And I'm off this weekend. I don't have a game to go to. And I said, hey, man, would love to chat with you, have you on the podcast. The instant answer was love to. And so everyone knows Dave's a super busy guy, and a great lesson in giving of your time just right out of the gate. I think from a sales standpoint, that's just a wonderful lesson. And I'm really glad I reached out to you. So
it's awesome you say that, because I think, you know, my love is sales. I think life is sales. Yeah. And my success comes all, even when I was CEO of Samsung's first phone division, the reason they fired me, you know, when they got too big was because I was just a sales guy.
Yeah.
Right. I was good at raising money. I was good at telling people. I had no engineering background, right?
Yeah,
I'm not a great engineer, but I'm a great salesperson. But you said a word that makes sense, and salespeople have to listen to this: busy.
Mm.
Right. It always says Dave Meltzer's so busy. No, I'm productive and accessible.
Yes.
Right. Busy people sleep all day.
Yes.
Busy people, you think it's early for you, right?
Exactly.
6 a.m. is 3 a.m. for me.
Correct.
But I'm productive and accessible. I live my life in a lens of productivity and accessibility, including when I made my first million in sales right out of law school.
Yes.
I joke around. My plan was at 250.
Yeah.
And I was here in Indy, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But plan at 250. I worked 10 years and 9 months. I worked 10 years of work, 10 years of productivity and accessibility in 9 months. So I actually was way below plan. I just worked $100,000 for 10 years and squeezed it into 9 months.
That's the way it works. It works either way, doesn't it?
Yep.
You've got one thing I appreciate about, and you all need to follow David Meltzer on Instagram and LinkedIn and everywhere you can find him. And our listeners love when we bring people like you to them, into their life. So I'm hoping a lot of our podcast listeners are going to follow you, and you'll start to hear from them. One of the things I love about your story is you are very vulnerable and open and authentic, because you've been up and you've been down, you've been up and you've been down. All salespeople experience that all the time. I just had some client work this week where people are like, my head's in the crapper, blah, blah, blah. Talk about the what you learned from the low points, the places where the stuff just didn't work for you. And you've got a really great story about that.
Yeah. So for me, I learned 4 things, believe it or not, that you have to have stake in principles, in meaning that there are no ups and downs. Life's just about lessons, and the lessons keep on coming, and they'll keep coming the same way until you learn them, and they result in pain if you don't learn them. And so although my energy and focus on money was in the wrong direction, it was in taking, manipulating, overselling, back-end selling, lying.
Mm.
And you talk about being vulnerable. People think, because I tell people, look, I was an overseller, back-end seller, manipulator, and liar when I sold.
Yeah.
That, you know, somehow I'm vulnerable. To be honest, I think it makes me invulnerable.
Mm.
What is someone going to say about me now? Oh, Dave Meltzer oversold me way back in 1995.
Yeah,
I did. And I'm learning my lessons. Maya Angelou was a prostitute when she was 20 years old, too.
Right.
She learned a lot of valuable lessons that have helped everybody in the world.
Yes.
And that's truly the perspective that I have. I also learned about perspective. When you hit lows and you hit highs, you get a broader spectrum of perspective. And perspective dictates your subjective value in life.
Yes.
Now, and I'm talking sales terms, right?
Yes.
Subjective value is so important, because people sell on subjective value.
Yeah.
And they get in trouble because it's very hard to control. Your credibility is hard to control. Your emotional attachment to the issue or the business issue is hard to control. I tell people all the time, subjective value is a circumstance of every single moment of your life. So focus in on quantitative value when you're selling. Then the subjective value is all cherry, cream, and spice on top. Yes. And moreover, when you're on the quantitative value and you provide more of it, your subjective value raises because your credibility raises and your emotional attachment, they trust and like you more. And so I have a very systematic way of my spirituality, which relates to sales.
Why wouldn't you? You know, our friend or our Blaise Pascal, you know, said if you don't believe in God or if you believe in God and God doesn't exist, there's not much harm done. But if you don't believe in God and God does exist, much harm is done, right?
It's like
you might as well be fit, you know, might as well find something, right?
That's the biggest lesson you can take from this podcast. People ask me all the time, I believe in more than one life.
Yes.
Right? And not in a religious context. Yeah, yeah. I believe in all dogmatic religion, but I ask myself, what's a better choice? This is it or there's more?
Exactly.
I'll take more. Thank you. I'm a sales guy.
Amen.
I'm taking more.
I love it. I want to talk about, because in my refereeing inside of my business, you know, like all of us, you know, started at the bottom, now we're here. But where is here? What is here? So I want to talk about, everyone looks at people like you and they say, well, gosh, you know, he's different. He's different than I am. He's got some gift that I don't have, or he had some privilege I didn't have, or he's got a choice. I don't believe that at all. And I'd love for you to talk about sales. So salespeople say, well, Dave's got a better territory than I do. That's why
I heard that a lot.
All the time. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So talk about that, like the idea of what you have versus what you don't have in selling.
I believe people are born with different gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
But we have a quantum memory that's at least four generations, grandparents, parents, right? Grandparents, parents, is all the way down.
Yes.
We have to take and be aware of what those gifts and curses are that we've inherited.
Yes.
And then we have to use certain values in order to reach our own potential.
Yep.
The minute you waste energy focusing on other people, the minute you spend energy worrying about what type of territory you were. What made me such an extraordinary, why they had to change the comp plan for me at West Publishing was they put me in the outskirts of Indiana.
Right.
The outskirts where nobody worked.
These are my people, Dave. That's where I'm from,
the
man.
Best, that's why I'm here. My daughter goes to
exactly.
IU for
Amen,
a reason. I
brother.
Love this place.
Hoosiers.
Yeah, it's amazing, but I believe that what makes the difference, people ask me, what do you think the biggest advantage you have? I'll tell you what the biggest advantage I had. I grew up with a single mom, six kids, and nothing.
Yeah.
Matt Higgins and I from RSC Ventures, right? Yeah. We talk about all the time. I feel sorry for the kid that grew up with everything.
Same.
Because, you know, Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all time because there's a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? You know,
absolutely.
You know,
I see it.
Every other fan should be, you know, cursing the people that did not draft Tom Brady in the first round. They should be cursing, you know, the people that didn't let Warren Moon play quarterback for 6 years in the NFL, because he'll even tell you that chip on his shoulder is why he is the GOAT of every African-American quarterback in existence, the only one in the Hall of Fame, so many yards that nobody will reach him, you know, with CFL in here. Same thing in sales, same thing in life.
Yes.
Look, it's your consistent every day. Every day. This is the way the body, mind, and soul work. Persistence. I'm not a quitter. I'm a mule.
Yeah.
Right? You may be more talented than me, but I knew my quantum memory was I am a little mule.
Yes.
I knew it because I would listen to the little train that could. I listened to the don't quit poem.
Yeah.
And there's something that literally I watch Rocky. So even when I went bankrupt, this is true how the universe works. I was depressed one day. I lost over $100 million. I was depressed one day. And I lied there in bed. I couldn't get up.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the TV, tears on my face. Like, my wife's going to leave me. I've screwed this whole up. You know, I have three daughters. It was and a son on the way.
Yes.
Right? I'm really in a bad place. And Rocky comes on. And he's getting torn up. And he keeps getting up. You know, everyone remembers the last fight, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
So, and I'm looking at going, you P-word. You wimp. I'm like, if I can look up, I can get up. Because I saw him. He'd like look up, and I still get choked up.
Yeah.
And as silly as it sounds, that was one of the things. It's like, you know what? I have nothing to lose again.
Nothing.
I got the advantage. I got the advantage because I have nothing to lose.
Yes.
And now I'm going to do it the right way. I'm not going to do it by manipulating, lying, selling, and overselling. I'm going to trust the universe and only be productive, meaning I'm just going to provide value, and I'm going to ask for a little bit back.
Yes.
So I can give it to other people.
Yes.
And this whole philosophy of abundance has changed my life. I make more money, I help more people, and I absolutely have more fun than ever. And my relationships are far greater.
Isn't that interesting? It's the mental shift, and people listen to our podcast forever. Our core tenet in selling, the big three, the Holy Grail, are abundance, detachment, and intention.
Oh, I love it.
That's what it is. That's what we have talked about for years and years and years, and I love the fact that what I love most about your story is, because so many salespeople, I always tell my clients, especially the young ones, they want to climb fast. I'm like, do not chase money, do not chase titles. Don't chase money, don't chase titles. And they get so caught up in that, and I love to hear, most salespeople make a decent living. Most of them don't have $100 million.
Yeah.
You went from $100 million to negative.
Yeah.
Bankruptcy, you're kind of in the hole there. And then the switch goes off, and now look. It comes right back, and people really need to hear that message. It's so, so critical.
And here's the difference. I was always money-oriented. I was attached. My emotion was attached to money. A lot of salespeople out there listening, I bet you when you get that commission check, right, you're extremely ecstatic because you're attached to I hit my number.
Yes.
The next month, you immediately go back to that number, and then at the end of the year, you're sick to your stomach and going, I'll never be able to hit that number. They increased my comp plan.
Right.
Look, I went through that for years. I'll tell you what I do now. I just tell myself I'm going to double the amount of money I make as fast as I can. So that's a different perspective of money.
Yeah.
Right? I'm still motivated to my potential, but mine's about acceleration and growth because I understand math and the exponential nature of math. One of the things I teach people, especially in sales, is there's a point called 25% or 10 years.
Yep.
So in sales, when you're 25% of your goal, right? That's when 99% of the people quit.
Yeah.
Even if you're on pace.
Yes.
It's so funny.
It is.
But the thing is, we don't know what pace is a lot of times.
Yes.
So here's the sad thing. Whatever amount of time that took you to get to 25, it's going to take you half as much to get to 50. Out of that 1% that stayed on, 99% are going to quit at 50.
Yes.
So now, if you want to be in the elite of the elite, you're only half amount of time from being 100, half from 200, half from 400, half from 800% of plan.
Yes.
So what I always say is, if you enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, you understand acceleration and growth, you are going to get so far beyond what you can even imagine. And anytime you use a number of time, money, those actual pragmatic numbers, all you have to do is put the word minimum in front of it, and you are not limited or don't create resistance for yourself. So you say, I'd like a minimum of that.
Love that.
Right? Even time-wise, I say, I'm going to focus a minimum of 1 hour a day on my health.
Yes.
Which, by the way, the number one piece of sales advice I can give you is find a way to focus on your health for 1 hour a day. I don't care how money-driven you are. That's the best piece of advice I can give you. I asked my wife when I went bankrupt, what can I do for you? That's what I came out of the room with, is what can I do for you? And she said, take care of yourself, because I know if you take care of yourself, you're going to take care of everyone else.
Yeah.
Sorry, I get choked up, but it's true, right? And that's why everyone knows their why.
Yes.
Right? We all, especially salespeople, we're driven to take care of other people.
Yeah.
We don't even want the money.
Yeah.
We pretend like we want the Ferrari. We pretend. No, what we want is our kids, our families, maybe a charity. That's what we really want. And every salesperson that I've ever met, they're not into the money. They're competitive.
Yes, they are. And they want to matter. You know, Brendan Burchard says, you know, live, love, matter. They want to matter.
Yeah.
And you're listening, and people can hear David's voice. You can't see his face. The emotion is raw on his face. I want everyone to understand that. And I tell you that because, again, someone who's had $100 million to zero to back up to, you know, double commas and big money, it's not about that. It's not about that. That doesn't make you cry.
No.
Or well up in your eyes or your face get verklempt. That's not what it's about. So everyone listening to this, there's a deeper, and it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, sell all your things and travel the countryside.
I'm not Mother Teresa. I'm not walking the street.
Right, exactly.
I am a huge money man. Let me tell you why money matters.
Yeah.
So purpose matters, like Brandon said. Money matters, people. It does not buy you happiness, but it allows you to shop. And if you shop for the right things, you'll be happy.
Yeah.
If you shop for the wrong things, you won't be. And that's the difference. But you need money at this level.
Yes.
Money and faith are the only two things that you have. And I don't care what religion you are.
Yes.
And faith is the aggregate. Think, say, do, and believe all the right things. Understand your personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addictions.
Yes.
And activate the ones that are most positive, productive, and accessible. And you will be happy.
Yes.
And that's the end all of what you want to do, even as a salesperson. You just want to be happy.
That's it. That's all you want to do. This is awesome. Talk about, I always get asked when I go give talks, as I transitioned from, you know, Pee Wee League to high school football to small college to big college, Big Ten into the National Football League. People always say, what's the difference between the Big Ten football field, the players, the everything, and the NFL? And I always tell them, everyone's like, well, bigger, faster, stronger. Kind of. The difference is at the margin, in my opinion. So the difference between a National Football League wide receiver and a college wide receiver is the NFL wide receiver doesn't drop a ball in practice, and the college kid drops two. Yeah. It's a margin. So talk about the difference, the margin, as you climb up to bigger things.
It's in every sport, and I use sports as well to learn this, and it's in every sales rep.
Yeah.
The margin is who can get out of their own way, meaning who can lessen the interference between the most powerful source of light and information and everything in themselves and others. Golf, there's a kid that just shot a 59 at Greenbrier. Yeah. I don't know if anyone saw that. Yeah. So what's the difference of that guy and Tiger Woods?
Right.
Tiger Woods stays out of his own way more than anyone else, or did.
Yes.
Now, when his life changed, guess what the difference in it wasn't his back injury. It was, and the back injury could be a manifestation of him getting in his own way and the energy that was created for it.
Yes.
People who get out of their own way consistently.
Yes.
And Warren will tell you this about quarterbacks. Jeff George, by the way, we represented all the great quarterbacks. Eckermont, Young, Moon, you guys name it. I'll ask Lee Steinberg, who are the two greatest quarterback talent-wise? Jeff George and Ryan Leaf.
Yes.
That's what he'll tell you. But guess what? Those are two of the people that were most in their own way. So sometimes the people who have the most talent don't have the ability to get out of their own way, because ego is the thing that causes a corrosion or interference. Ego is the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, fearful, frustrated, resentful, guilty, all of these feelings. And guess what? Those are all feelings of salespeople.
Yes. All feelings of salespeople all the time at some point. To me, the trick is you got to let them come in and go out. Because they come in like, oh, there's that thought. I'm going to leave it now. Like I
cancel it. I don't even leave it. Right? I'm like, cancel.
You just like, get out now.
Exactly.
Push it out. No, it's so
true. I'm aggressive.
It's so true. Last bit. So we're as you look back and you think of your mentors and people that taught you things, especially in the sales environment, can you either share a story of either about a mentor or something that you learned from a mentor that you wish you would have learned a lot sooner?
Oh, for sure. So most people don't know this name, but there's a guy named Mike Bosworth in Del Mar, California, who started Solution Selling.
Oh, yeah.
SPI bought it.
Yeah.
And I was an eagle when I came to West Publishing. I sold naturally, and I did not listen to him, and I was the guy in the back of the class. Now, because they hired him every year, eventually it became my life code.
Yeah.
Understanding reasons, impacts, and capabilities. Anyone that's coached by me understands I have taken it, grown with it. But Mike told me, pulled me aside the first training. He said, you might be the top sales rep here. You may have made $1 million your first year or more. He said, but I'll tell you your problem. I said, what's that? He said, humility.
Mm.
He said, the greatest salespeople, the ones who last, David, they're humble, and you're not. And I look, I'm 24 years, a millionaire, out of law school, come from humble beginnings, and I lost my humility. And I wish I would have listened to Mike Bosworth as a mentor and focused in on my humility through all the success. And whether you're an athlete, a salesperson, an executive, I have two words, and it's not thank you, which I live by.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, because that's inherent in my quantum now.
Yes.
It's radical humility. I post it still today. I write it when I start feeling separate and better and inferior and all those things that ruin your life. That humility, that understanding that one tree has no branches, one branch would not go to war against another branch. That's what puts me back into the flow of I am here to be of service. And how can I best be of service? Not like Mother Teresa walking the streets of Calcutta giving away all that I have. No, it's getting more and more to allow it to come through me with appreciation to add value and give it away. I live by 120 rule. I'm giving everybody $100 worth of value, time, money, whatever I can, and I'm asking for 20 back.
Yep.
Because I have the ability to do that, and I'm going to go and get it, and that's how I live my life.
It's beautiful stuff. I really appreciate you being here, man, and taking the time. I know you're super busy. Everybody,
accessible and productive, not busy.
Accessible and productive. I need code, right?
You're good. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.